All right, welcome.
I have a voice
to
for television silent films.
The Bike Lab Happy Hour podcast. What is today? It's July the 14th.
That is correct.
10 days after Independence Day.
I just got paid.
And you're eating white Cheetos like a boss.
That's right.
He's not sharing.
He's not sharing, no.
Not with me, with her.
With me on the podcast today, we have Alina Croy, president of Tri-OKC. We have Hugh Martin, an avid rider in our community. He helps us out on Saturdays. He's also really tall, so in our system, he's Huge Martin. And speaking of, you know, the average height on this podcast is exceptional today because we have our friend DJ, who's also 6'6" tall. Right? You're both 6'6"?
Yep. Tall guys. 6'5".
DJ's taller than you. Right. This is the first time Hugh's been on a podcast with somebody taller than him.
That's right.
It's also the first time Hugh's been on a podcast.
That's right. Very rarely am I on a ride with anyone taller than me.
So. Yeah. So I have points we're going to bring up as we go down the line to talk with each of you. But we're going to start with Mrs. Croy, Alina. Mm-hmm. There's several things with triathlon that you're connected to right now, so I'm not even really sure where to start. But Tri-OKC, a lot of people may not know about Tri-OKC that are listening to, like, all 10 of our followers may not know about Tri-OKC. So real quick, give us the elevator pitch of just what is Tri-OKC and what's its kind of focus in the area.
Yeah, well, we're the Triathlon Club of Oklahoma City, and really our goal is to promote triathlon or multi-sport in Oklahoma. I'm the president and race director, so we have local races that we put on. We also do free training events, and that includes runs, swims, and bikes. Mm-hmm. So, like yesterday, we swam in the River Sport facility, the Whitewater facility, for a race we have coming up in September, which is really cool, and that was free.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we are, because it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow morning, we're riding the River Trail, which we do every Saturday. We call it the Sunrise Saturday Ride, and it's a no-drop ride. So really, what I'm passionate about as race director is lowering the barriers to entry in triathlon.
Yeah, because it's an intimidating thing.
Everybody thinks they think Ironman.
Yeah.
Which I think people that have way too much money and $10,000 bikes.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is.
Well, and Tri-OKC does, I think, a really phenomenal job doing a ton of events in the area that are... Walk us through the distances of triathlon so people kind of know what the options are.
Yeah. There's basically... It starts with like a 5K version, which is called a sprint. And USAT, which is like our governing body, kind of allows us to do varying distances. So they're not all the same. But they start with a small swim, which is like a 500 meter, which isn't that far. And then usually like a 10 to 15 mile bike. And then a 5K.
Yeah.
Which is pretty small.
So that's one that you guys have at every event that you do.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then we usually have relays too. So if you don't want to do all three, like if you hate swimming or biking or running,
what if you found when you try to get into swimming that you're really good at drowning?
Well, luckily at our swims we have kayakers.
Okay.
And people that will save you, so that won't happen.
Well, yeah, but then you don't finish, right? Or do you just like they just pull you along? Can I get a PR swimming?
No. We will drag me to the hang shore. Out with you until you're ready.
I want to not practice swimming at all. Skip the swimming and then just do the bike and the run.
You would be surprised how people don't practice and just show up, even at Ironman's.
Oh,
they're like, I swam in the pool a couple times. I'm going to go swim in the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
People do it.
That's exciting.
They don't finish.
Hugh, do you run ever? Have you ever done any running?
I only run when chased.
So you've run from the cops before.
Than me. I'll not say anything about that.
So
DJ, do you run?
No, not voluntarily.
That's right. Do you swim?
Yes.
Oh, do you swim?
No, I love swimming.
Yeah. Did you swim growing up, like as a sport?
I did.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Look at the stroke on this guy. 6'6". It's like a windmill in the water.
Right.
And I had to take swimming lessons like 2 years in a row. And then they passed me just because
when DJ swims, there's actually a rooster tail like a power boat.
See, you should be racing. You already have an advantage.
I do have these size 15 flippers on.
There you go. Give it a go. Alina. I was saying her name.
God, size 15? Jesus Christ, dude.
That's why he's Huge Martin. He's Huge Martin.
Can't find gloves.
No. Nope.
Forget it.
River Sport, the triathlon happening there. Talk to us about, because is the swim going to be in The rapids? And are you going to have the rapids on?
No.
Oh, come on.
That'd be awesome. I would do it.
Yeah, I asked. They said no.
No, okay.
Jerks. People might die. You know, we try to avoid that.
Worth it.
But it is not in the river. Everyone thinks it's in the Oklahoma City or the Oklahoma River.
I think we've heard about the tales of lore of that being attempted and people getting really sick from the cattle water.
Yes.
So it's good to canoe.
That's my favorite.
It's not good to...
Getting sick?
Food poisoning is Hugh's favorite. So he makes race weight every time. So the swim is going to be at the Riversport Authority.
Yes, at the lower pool, the Whitewater Facility.
Okay. Which and then the run is going to be on the river trail?
It is, and we worked with Felice this week. We've got a really cool bike course that we're excited about through downtown, which technically we're the only... this is the only race in downtown Oklahoma City. Actually, in Oklahoma City proper.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, so it's going to be a really cool event. And we actually also partnered with Bar K right down there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a dog 5K that same evening.
Oh.
It's a dog or no dog.
Oh, I thought you mean like it was just the dogs.
No.
Oh.
No.
They'll just go whatever direction they want.
Yeah.
That might be a little hard to direct.
It's like one of those things where they like chase the white rabbit around. Like
right.
It's like
throw
that.
Some of those
like
Canadian geese out there.
Yeah, we're just going to strap some, you know, dog bones and meat on the person and just let them
let
run
go
and see how it goes.
Yeah, see how it goes.
My dog would chase those Canadian geese though all day. Put them out there.
That might help get rid of them because there are so many on that river trail.
But it's a 5K you can do with your dog.
Yes, or without your dog. And if you do the morning event, because it's not just the sprint, we have a run bike, which is an aqua bike, and then we also have we have options. So if you don't just want to do the full on sprint, there are variations.
So
and
you have
relay.
You have a run bike,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
and you have an aqua bike.
Yes,
that's the worst version right there.
That's the best.
I'd do that.
Version.
I would do that.
That's what DJ wants. He doesn't want to run, but he
as long as I don't
swim.
Drown.
Why would you run?
It's stupid.
It sounds
don't run.
Terrible.
I hate it. It's awful.
So when you're tall, this is what it is. When you're tall and you think about running, all you can feel is just the pain in your joints. That's all we feel.
It stops after a while, though, right?
You literally have to step less times than everybody else.
But each step has
like
just that
you,
much more impact.
You compared to Alina, you're gonna. She's made like say she does 10,000 steps. You're doing like 3,300.
Yeah, it's not her. It's uncool.
Get on a bike and like go faster.
That's right.
That's
have
true.
More fun.
Yeah,
and my knees will be happy with me.
I only say that because I don't mind doing that. I actually was a track and field athlete back in my day, and I don't mind running, and I don't mind biking. But I've tried the swimming, and I've not put the repetitions in to not have mild panic attacks after 400 meters.
It's acquired. We all suck at it at first.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, really. But if you do the morning event and the evening event, you get a challenge coin.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. And we're going to have an after party at Bar K. They're actually sponsoring it, so it's going to be really cool to hang out.
That's
so
very
we're
cool.
We're really excited
when,
about
when
this event.
When is this happening?
September 9th.
September 9th. So we're gonna pump the volume on this because it's very approachable. It's happening in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I liked when I was riding a lot more is I just a residual fitness. So running a 5K, if you're riding a bicycle all the time, not difficult.
Right.
So you can go and kind of be a part of something and support something that's happening in our city because it takes. Would you say it takes a little bit of work or a lot of bit of work to do something like this, Alina?
A lot. We're all volunteers on the Tri Club. Yeah. I don't get paid to do this. I have a full time job. So it's a lot of work, but we do it because we love the sport.
Yeah.
And the triathlon club, triathletes in general, at least. Mm-hmm. With TriOKC is the most chill group of people you will ever meet. Our races generally don't have cutoffs. So it doesn't, it doesn't matter how slow you are. If you walk the full 5K, if you bike 10 miles an hour, that's fine.
Yeah.
Our training, like our bike tomorrow morning, we have a fast group. We call them the spicy group. And then we have a mild group, which is where I ride.
Yeah.
And it's a no drop group. So we have people show up on mountain bikes and cruisers. So, you know, everybody starts somewhere and we're all on different paths and we want to kind of welcome that. It doesn't matter where you start at.
That's awesome. And I think it's very approachable and I think we're going to try and get some bike club people. I may do the duathlon.
Yeah.
I can at least walk 3 miles. I was in Europe just a week ago and I walked a lot, like so much.
Yeah.
So much. My calves were on fire for 3 days. But that's awesome. And lastly... We have Unikennedy at your bike in the stand.
Yeah.
And you get to go to Kona.
I do.
So tell us about qualifying for that and how super confident you are and how good you're going to ride there.
Well, qualifying for Kona was kind of crazy. I stepped into this race director and president role kind of not last minute, but I wasn't supposed to be full on race directing by myself, but here we are. So here we I wasn't going to race that much. So FOMO is a bad thing.
It is. Tulsa, absolutely.
The Ironman in Tulsa announced that they weren't renewing their contract, and I had just volunteered the last 2 years. And so I decided, screw it. 6 weeks out, hadn't really been training. I'm going to do the full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not? This is my second full.
Why not do a marathon after not drowning and then riding 112 miles?
I'm very stupid. It's always do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah.
So I registered for this thing. I train some, not a whole lot, and I'm very slow to begin with. So I show up and I do it. I am literally the last person to finish this race. Literally, like 16 hours, 57 minutes, and some change. Last person,
you beat 17. Let's go. Beat 17.
I did.
Let's go.
I guarantee you to beat me.
I was mile 21 of that marathon. I was retired from fulls. That was my second full. And I was like, that's it. I'm done. This is stupid. Why does anyone do this? Never again. And I never go to award ceremonies because, and I'd been joking the whole time that I was going to get a spot to Kona because I knew I was going to be like last. You know what I mean? And it was a joke. It was never going to happen. I had a friend text me. She's like, go to the award ceremony. Spots are going to roll down.
Really?
So I go, and they were calling names, and no one... You have to be there to get a slot. And Ironman is smart, and they want your money.
Yeah.
The second you accept the slot, you have to pay. And it's $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's smart business.
So you pay $1,500 to run...
To be miserable
in Hawaii.
To go to the world championship in the world.
So,
yeah.
So you went to Hawaii.
No, not
She's
yet.
Going to.
Not yet.
You're going to Hawaii, and instead of sitting on the beach drinking, you're
She can do that before, but both before and after.
I don't think you should do that before. Yes. I'm not an expert in triathlon.
I'm doing it now.
DJ is not a nutritional professional, but he thinks maybe drinking before a full Ironman.
Right.
May not help your hydration.
No.
But
no, they it rolls down.
It doesn't mean we don't do it.
Literally last in my age group, and they're calling names, and I thought, there's no way. There's no way. And I don't. And they call my name. And it was grabbed. Seriously, who last place finisher literally goes to Kona? It was crazy. So how do you not go?
You have to go. So
she has a special award
when
for
does
that.
This happen?
October 14th, about 95 days from now.
Wow.
And you're training now.
Oh, I'm trying now.
Because you came in to have a little fit adjustment, and you're like, I have training brain. I don't even know what day it is.
No, I don't. This is a peak week. I changed my training plan up. I'm actually trying this. It's not that I don't try. You can't just not try and show up and do a full Ironman. Okay.
Right. You have to put some time in, but you've done the dance enough times to know how to kind of do it. But now you're focused on, I'm going to win my age group.
No. That's mean. I don't want to be last.
That wasn't mean.
No.
It's the hardest course in the world. I mean, it's Kona.
It's extremely difficult.
It's literally the bike course and run course are on lava fields.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's
awful. The humidity, the wind, the intensity of doing after you get out of the water. Obviously, the water's not super gentle because
it's the
Pacific.
Middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a volcano island.
I don't want to spend all this money and this effort and... I'll probably never qualify again. I mean, I know I won't. Not with all this. I'm not willing to put in the effort to qualify again. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
And then not finish.
She's one and done. She's like world championship.
But
and
what
I'm
do you
out.
Do after that?
You drop a mic.
Yeah. Quit.
That's right.
All right. Well, Alina, we're gonna switch over to Hugh here.
That's
but
awesome.
First, because Stone Cloud Brewing here in Oklahoma City is an incredible partner of ours. They are our community sponsor. They have drinks for us after all of our group rides for the 411 clinics we've done with Tri OKC, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
And our happy hours. What beer are you drinking?
Tim's Moving Up.
Mm-hmm. It's a triple IPA hazy. So we gave you the 9.4 percenter.
Yeah, my maiden name is Viedman.
Viedman. What do you think of the, what do you think?
It's awesome.
It's pretty good, isn't
it? I'm moving up.
That's awesome. Good.
She must have got the last one.
I know I did.
I know she did the last one. It's a good one. Wait, there's more. You have the Hop Frenzy, Chris?
I do.
Hop Frenzy. Hugh.
I haven't tried that one. I said milkshake.
You haven't tried that one?
I was a little bit.
There's the milkshake one, too.
That is a milkshake
one. That sounds pretty good.
Do you need a milkshake?
Milkshake?
DJ?
I mean, I might here in
Hugh, do you need a Hop Frenzy?
Double milk.
Sure, why not?
David, do you mind going to the fridge and getting us a Hop Frenzy and a...
I mean, I already had the Pants on Fire and the Mellow.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
You're such a nice guy, David.
No, Hot Frenzy what?
The milkshake one. It should be upside down.
Oh, so the milkshake?
No, the Hot Frenzy is the milkshake one.
No, no, no. What was it?
Oh, Hot Frequency. Hot Frequency.
Hot Frequency. I'm sorry.
I don't want the upside down one. That's just make
me
sick.
That's for DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right, Hugh. Good.
Yes.
You've been riding for a while.
A minute.
You're getting irresponsibly skinny. You've been helping out here.
I'm still larger than what I was in high school.
That's why everybody, all of us are. That's what we felt.
I need
pain.
To bring pictures so you can have some perspective. It's like just how crazy.
Yeah. You've been helping out the shop.
Yeah.
A little bit on Saturdays and wrenching on bikes. And I know you always have some projects going. I know you have your car, your kit car you work on.
Yeah.
And you have bikes you're currently work on. So what are some projects you either have ongoing or you're kind of getting ready for?
Sure. The kit car actually has been sitting in my garage because I've been spending money on bikes. But I did just get some extra money, so I think I'm going to get the rest of that kit car.
Nice.
Basically, I have this it's a Chevrolet Cobalt that's supercharged, and the engine is way too much fun to get rid of. Mm. So I found this kit car that uses it and puts it in the back, cuts the weight in half. Mm. You just take it to the track and pretend like you're in a Ferrari, and you pretty much are.
Nice. Right.
It has the same weight, power to weight. Ooh, that's for me. Thank you.
Ooh, milkshake?
DJ's milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Thanks, beer babe.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's partially. Yeah. There's an engine in the front of my garage and then parts of this car all over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But after that,
as far as the bike.
We need another one.
As far as the bike, where are you at right now? Because I know you have your LA Sprint. You have your mountain bikes. You have your Creo.
Yep. I got a mountain bike that I'm waiting on Fox to fix their shock on. And I just bought the Axis 12-speed upgrade today.
Oh, nice. For your mountain bike.
Yeah. For the mountain bike.
So what's the
Stump Jumper.
What model is the Stump Jumper?
Stump Jumper Evo.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with Eagle GX, so it's super easy to upgrade to Axis. You just get that kit and...
Yeah. Because it has all the hard goods, you just need to have the electronic components to switch out the shifters and derailleur, and you're up and running.
Yep, and I've already connected it to my Axis app, because I am a computer nerd.
Yeah.
And set it up, so it's good to go.
So, Stumptonburg, where have you ridden that at so far? Because that's a big travel bike for Oklahoma.
It is, but I'm also a big fat guy, so it really helps. Actually, though, I was inspired to get it finally, because I've wanted to get the Stump Jumper Evo, because you can figure the geometry more, so I can make it shorter, so I get a one size smaller that I can make shorter wheelbase, so I can go around some of the tighter trails that we have here in Oklahoma.
Okay, so you would typically be the max size, an S6.
Actually, the size I should get is S5, and so I actually got an S4.
Oh wow!
The only problem is they already have the C tube lower, so I have to get like a 200mm travel C post.
Mm-hmm.
And take it just slightly past the minimum insertion.
Just slightly.
Not recommended. Not recommended. Ever.
No.
Don't do it.
But you're also a do as I say, but not as...
But, but Huge Martin did it.
That's right.
If Huge Martin just put the tip in.
Then, yeah.
He's definitely at the minimum insertion.
Yeah,
minimum insertion.
What did we say about this not being an NA podcast?
It's not.
Y'all?
This is about a
C-Po. That's
a C-Po. You can watch
it. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Boys. Okay.
I don't know
the
what Joel
put it
about.
There.
Oh, that's right. We got David's help.
Uh-huh.
Just as soon as I think I'm thinking clean thoughts.
Well, all I know, what I'm actually kind of waiting on is Hugh is drinking a beer from Stone Cloud. They call it a milkshake DIPA.
Yeah. Now, I've already had their DIPA, which was the Pants on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that without having food. It was awesome.
But it's an 8%er, and all you've had is Cheez-It. So I'm kind of waiting for Hugh to get wild.
I also had the Mellow IPA. So this is my third, actually.
That's your third, yeah? Oh, wow,
so
really?
I'm kind of exceeding my normal usage limit, so it's all right. Yeah, I did drive
here. All right,
Hugh. But no, I'm building crap.
You're building crap.
I'm building crap.
You're building crap. I mean, you have like a little bike shop in your garage, right?
I do. Actually, I have a 3-bedroom house, and I took the carpet out of the 3rd room and put bikes in it.
Mm.
Yeah, and a bike stand. So, I have the SRAM. I took this LA, and I put a bunch of SRAM stuff on it because the SRAM rep came and gave a great presentation. So the zip wheels, I put S-Works turbo tires on it. It's super fast. And I put the Rival 12-speed on it.
Nice.
But I am going to switch the front rings back to a conventional 3450, which is going to be much more familiar.
Yeah.
But it's going to give me a lower low end, so I can climb my large self over hills. No, a higher top end, though, because SRAM has the 10 cog on the bottom.
So the 5010 will be a huge gear.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Wide range.
For Huge Martin.
That's right, yeah. I know a lot of people love their single speed, but when you're a big guy, nah, give me all the gears and make them really close.
We need
close.
To now have a battle, like a twister battle here between you and Corey White, who's like the single speed master.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's also that gifted, like, tall but narrow build.
Mm.
So,
Twiggy. Kind of twiggy. Nice.
Right, right.
He's like a skinny Gandalf.
He is.
Yeah. When Gandalf he wasn't, like, wizard. That big, right? No. So let's say skinny Gandalf.
Yeah. I mean, if Corey tells me I cannot pass, I really can't argue with that.
No, I would listen to Corey. Fair. If I was, rolling around and Corey was like, dude, you can't pass, I'd be like, I get it.
Okay.
Because you can ride a single speed mountain bike on every trail in Oklahoma, and that's ridiculous.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you got to bow down before that. That's just, I'm not worthy.
All right, we're going to move on to Mr. DJ.
Pleasure.
DJ, you are, is this your one full year and a half into getting on the bicycle? Becoming a cyclist?
I don't know with all my injuries.
So DJ's had
the timeline screwed up.
Let me tell you about injuries. Screwed up.
DJ has survived some pretty incredible things. I first met DJ by... actually, how we met is amazing. So I run a motorcycle event. Date. I took him on an Italian date.
It was wonderful.
So we kind of met through an event I run once a month up in Edmond called Edmond Bike Night. It's a motorcycle event. We just get together and hang out. We both had the same bike the same year, just different colors.
Aww.
I had the better color.
It's a meet cute.
He had the better color. And I put a post out at one point saying, hey, who wants to just go for a ride on that Instagram account? That's an event that I didn't know. And he's the only one that showed up. So I was going to go out to, wasn't it Hera, it was Choctaw.
Yeah.
Going out to Choctaw because I'd ridden by a place that had like motorcycles in front of it. And I thought it would be cool, like a little cafe. Well, they're closed on Sundays.
You probably knew that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I was wooing you. So then we go on, like, you know, Yelp. We look up reviews. And there's a really nice... It says there's a great Italian restaurant nearby. I'm like, okay, well, let's just go there. It's Sunday, right?
It's in the same parking lot.
Parking lot, right? So we're just going to roll over. And everyone's showing up dressed real nice after church. It's like a sweet little Italian restaurant there in Choctaw. Like, nice tables, nice settings. And we sit down, like, trying to pretend like we ride Harleys. Right? And then it's just like a sweet Italian-American family serving you food.
Clean up your workbench.
Thank you, Alexa.
I'm not going to say what I would normally say to Alexa right now.
So me and DJ made awkward eye contact probably 300 times during that meal.
It was wonderful.
It was so good. We had feelings. We ate pasta and bread.
All the feels. Yep.
You got feelings.
But soon thereafter, DJ was riding on Route 66, just east of Edmond, and a deer ran out and tried to kill him. He hit the deer, did not go down on his motorcycle, but broke his leg pretty bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tibia.
Wow. So he got healed up. Relatively healed up, right? Kind of was like hanging out with me and everything and wanted to get into bicycle and running around. Super cool. We did a ride with some of our motorcycle buddies around the lake.
On bicycles.
Hmm.
We were rolling back on the new sidewalk on Britain, and when we got to a light, we had to stop kind of quicker than we thought, and he didn't get it unclipped in time. Which, I mean, have you fallen over, Chris? Alina?
Never?
You never fallen over?
Man. I've done it in front of him. That's
a freaking lie. Hugh?
I was like, damn, good job.
I mean, I'm sure I probably have, but I can't remember.
You can't remember? Yeah.
What's nice when you have giant feet is that you can keep yourself from falling over a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, in DJ's case, he then broke his arm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. My humerus.
But it wasn't very humorous.
It was not humorous.
No. Grief.
So DJ's had some injuries he's gone through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
But you now have a couple bikes you've built up. You got a really good deal on an SL3 Tarmac. Yep. You're selling that or have sold it?
Still listed.
But you have a Diverge you got, size 61.
Hell yeah.
That's your jam. So what are the rides that you've found that you really connect with really well as you've gotten into riding in Oklahoma City?
I mean, my favorite's probably the Guthrie Bike Night.
Yeah, that's a blast.
It's fun. The people are nice.
I should do that.
It's such a good time. Everyone's just chill. There's no, like, we're all going to try to go fast and be, you know, athletes, whatever. I don't know. It's just cool. Like,
well, I mean, there's some fit people that show up, but they have a regroup point.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's not like they try to keep everybody completely together, which is kind of the gravel thing. It's like we're all riding at the same time, and you're going to find the people you ride with. But then they also have their long
right
mid-ride break.
So, I mean, when you show up to a ride, and in the middle of the ride, everyone's drinking beers
or
on the regroup point, like, I wasn't going to go there, but...
Getting high.
Oh, we're talking about gravel?
Yeah. Gravel. Gravel is like the opposite side of the personality spectrum of triathletes.
Yeah, it really is.
But there are a lot of triathletes riding gravel right now.
I know, and that's my problem.
It's I'm going to say it. I've said it before. I'm going to put you on the spot, but a gravel triathlon.
Oh, okay.
You have to swim in a dirty creek.
Hush, beer, babe. Give me another beer.
You have to. It's required you wear jorts during the ride.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
right.
No.
Rides on gravel. And then running, you have to run
no,
up.
No, not you.
You have to trail run, like an Xterra, right? But instead of Xterra, you have the gravel ride instead of the mountain bike ride.
Okay, I listen when you talk, for the record.
Yeah.
We are going. Our first race of the year is March in Okarchi. It's a duathlon in Okarchi.
Yeah.
And we are adding a duathlon that is on gravel.
Yes.
Really?
Next year.
That's dope.
It's
you still
going
have to
down.
Run, though, right?
What if, hold on just a second. What
you're
if your
so
gravel,
big you could run easy, right? Every time you talk is how big you are.
But what
so
if,
you can do it, no problem.
If the gravel version is you have to just sit in an inner tube down river for the swim.
Yes. Oh then my God, ride. I'm in.
Stop being so lazy.
And then
y'all have to work some.
You still have to ride a gravel ride and run a 5K, but you down river with drinks
where
during
is there,
the swim.
Where is there a river in Okarchi?
There's not. You know, there's not. It's a terrible idea. But
I'd rather swim the river and have someone carry me during the run.
So we go tubing. You have to drink a minimum of 6-pack while you tube, and then you have to do a gravel ride.
It sounds like a normal tubing.
That's
for some
a challenge.
People.
You have to make it 10 feet with
think about the DNF of that. Come on. So many DNFs.
There's not enough insurance in the world.
No.
There really isn't.
To promote people sign
drinking.
Waivers. It's fine.
It's fine. The waivers are.
Waivers only cover so much.
Locked and loaded. They can't sue you if they sign a waiver, right? 100%?
Yeah.
Oh, they can. Yeah. They totally can.
I'm going to say that waivers are kind of useless, really.
I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, DJ, so, I've been to Guthrie Bike Night too, and I think it's a good example of how many amazing community environments there are that have grown the last 5 to 10 years in Oklahoma City. Because 10 years ago, you didn't have nearly as many experiences, nearly as many opportunities to ride and connect with people, right? And that's very Jort-esque.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. It's kind of like the fitness version of Hide and Go Bike, which happens every Thursday. Have you heard of Hide and Go Bike? Have you gone?
You have told me about it.
It's
120
incredible.
To 150 people on bikes every week.
You know what my hang-up is about that?
Helmets.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a personal choice.
I know.
It's a personal choice.
You should do it.
What, to not
I'm
going to
put my tri bag with my big helmet on.
You should.
What we really need to talk about is the Alley Cat race that they put on.
Because
that's a fucking
race.
That's the day of Thanksgiving, right?
The day of Thanksgiving. So there's almost nobody on the roads. Downtown is empty.
Right. Yeah.
You show up. You meet up at Mesa Park. They throw out all the bikes in the middle. It's like, don't bring your nice bike.
I was going to say, what?
You put all your bikes down in the middle.
We have
and
bikes
you,
for that.
Yeah.
They're so right over there.
You walk away, and as you walk away, they tape a sheet to your bike that has several destinations, something like 10 stops, right? Mm-hmm. So then they shuffle the bikes around, so you don't know where your bike is. Then everybody runs Le Mans style to your bike. You try to find it. And the goal is to hit all 10 spots and get a picture in front of it and get to the final bar or whatever, the fastest.
So it's a scavenger hunt.
Kind of.
Sort of,
yeah.
So the whole point is to kind of mirror, bike messengers in New York. That's what they call the Alley Cat race. But you're basically just riding around downtown, hitting random bars and stuff, and just trying to go as fast as you can.
Or
if you're like me, you stop at the bars and have a shot and beer special in the middle, and that's fine too. It's a fucking
you go
blast.
Ish.
You go gravel fast.
Well, this is actually, it's even different than gravel. Like, hide and go bike is really just urban style riding, bringing that messenger city riding style.
I think the guys that won
had an amazing job. I mean, it's the largest group ride.
Yeah.
I've ever seen.
No doubt.
It's the largest one that happens in Oklahoma and in the region. It has a ton of young people, a ton of youngsters
I know,
out there.
You sound so old right now.
Yeah.
I think the guys that won last year were all riding fixed gear bikes and had like they didn't even have bar tape on their bikes.
No, yeah.
So
full send.
It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah, but so like a hide and go bike triathlon would be hammer a six pack, fixie ride through the streets to a certain spot, and then like run away from the cops.
That sounds awesome.
You had me so you said run away from the cops.
USAT. You can get pulled over.
I can't get that sanctioned, y'all.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? I think if it was sanctioned, Hide and Go Bike wouldn't do it anyways.
I know. I just put it on the radar, right?
They'd be like, oh, no, it's official. We're out.
Yeah, but our club is 20 this year.
Oh!
So, yay!
Nice.
Yeah. Well, so we are trying to find something fun to do later in the
20,
year for
yeah.
our birthday. Chris is wanting to do a beer run or beer mile.
I just think you need to get all the triathletes in your club as much as you can, because all's never going to happen. But get them all to go to a hide-and-go bike.
That would be awesome.
And you talk to Danny about it and just say, hey, we're celebrating 20 years. We're going to come hang out with the coolest kids in town. It'd be so much fun. You guys would be blown away. It's ridiculous.
I'd go see that.
As Susan yeah. say, we're all going to wear helmets.
Because when it comes to riding styles,
I always remember wear a helmet. I don't care.
When it comes to riding yeah. styles and personality types, it is the polar yes. opposite in the
right.
cycling community.
Yeah, we are
complete opposite.
Yeah,
but so much. I would
That's
be
like
there
when you told
to
us to show up to the gravel races in our tri kids.
You should
do
absolutely.
It.
We need to go try hard on it.
Yeah, fully try. In the fall there's a G3 series I talked mm-hmm. to you about,
right?
Which is run by some wonderful people up in Guthrie, well supported, really well done, and you should absolutely show up with aero helmets and tri suits in your bikes that can do gravel ish enough, and you should do it.
Just put some big tires on it.
Yeah, good. As a team.
I'll tell you what, if you do that, I'll go do the
road bike.
Bike and swim, or whatever it's called.
The triathlon?
Aqua bike.
I'm not
aqua
running.
Bike. The aqua bike.
I'm not running. Bike. I'll do that. Aqua I'll make bike. You a deal right now.
Okay, we should form a team. It would be amazing.
Could it would be amazing. Like the dudes.
Like the misfits or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Like dudes. Perfect. Dudes are like in like Speedos and body paint.
We'll do that. We're triathletes. We'll be naked all the time.
Well, that's
we don't
you know
even
what?
Care.
I
Is it true that
y'all
pee on the bike?
You know, 35 yes. pounds later, I might actually go for that now.
Okay, I have not peed on my bike because it was way too much money, and then my Chris peed on his bike.
Chris is a dirty villager.
Okay, this is way too much information.
Baby.
I did pee in my wetsuit on the ramp in Ironman, and I was so proud of myself.
Every time.
That's fair. If you're in the ocean or
but
something.
No, on the ramp waiting to go into the water.
Yeah. Oh.
It was, I would.
Well, here's the deal. Like, once you get into a wetsuit, getting out of a wetsuit.
Yeah. But, okay,
it's
don't
like
do it if
onion.
You have booties on, though.
What's, I mean, oh. I always got
right.
my booty on.
No, wetsuit booties for your feet.
The feet.
Oh, for your feet?
Yeah.
Don't pee on your feet.
Because it's going
to
just
be
there.
Yes, it has nowhere to go. I learned that one the hard way.
Mm.
So you did at least twice.
Mm.
Yeah, it was real bad. It
smells like cats in here, guys.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, that's crazy.
To skating?
David's trying to be on our podcast. I don't have five microphones, David.
You don't need
send him to get another beer.
Now, there was a time when I knew a serious swimmer.
I'm beer babe from now on.
I knew a serious swimmer, and I knew several serious runners. Mm-hmm. And we talked about doing relay triathlon.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Ironman.
Yep. Yeah.
Which
that's the thing.
Would still require me to ride 120 miles, but
yeah.
still.
But you didn't have to drown.
I wouldn't have to drown
or
destroy my knees.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a plus.
But that's fun.
Would you guys be surprised or not surprised at how many people we have come into our shop on a weekly basis that have been runners? Mm-hmm. And their doctors have said, you should probably check out riding a bike.
That's why you think I'm doing triathlons. But then I realize, I'm still running. Oops.
Yeah. And you're still running.
I've had four knee surgeries.
The whole distance.
Four?
Four on one knee.
Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Maybe you should just ride now.
Yeah, but I can't.
But except for one more time.
Yeah, one more.
One more time.
I'm gonna go
to Kona.
Yep.
And then retire.
And then I quit.
Are you at least staying like a few extra days? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, She's not stupid.
One does not just go to Kona, go race.
DJ's like, are sure. you going to like hop off the plane and start swimming and then just go back sweaty? What the hell are you doing?
No, it's like a whole, they have like a parade of nations. And
there's the underwear run too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Have you picked that up yet?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so there's extra running on top of the Ironman?
They do a...
Is it the day before?
A couple days before, they do an underwear run that raises awareness for a charity.
Is the charity,
I told you, we like to be naked.
Hot people?
Like, well...
Yeah, what kind of awareness?
I am... Whatever
well,
it is, I'm aware.
Apparently, back in the day, you know, Ironman, we like to try to be as... Well... We're arrow. Like we're usually naked as arrow.
Yeah.
So we would offend townspeople running by in our nakedness. Mm.
Well, some people like Remco Evenepoel have arrow legs. So
yeah, well, there you go. So
all I'm hearing is there's going to be naked people at the River Sport Triathlon.
No.
Mostly naked?
Not all naked.
It's more like sausages in the tri-kits.
Describe the sausages.
This is why, if I was at the underwear thing.
They're not tasty.
I did, yeah. I don't want,
not all of us. No one looks good in them. I don't care how much you don't weigh. The tri-kits are not attractive, I don't think.
Mm.
I don't know.
That, right? I mean.
Nolting right now can't say anything because he knows it'll be bad. He can't say anything. No. Just be quiet.
I don't think they're attractive, but. But we don't care about that.
They might be.
You might like it. Come show up and check us out.
Yeah, come check it out.
I mean, someone said underwear. I'm there. I may not participate.
How empty is that beer? Where are we at on the 8%er?
Oh, it's done.
Oh, that's one. One more chug and it's done.
I think Beer Babe should get us more.
Huge Martin's ready to party.
Oh, has like 18 hours of fasting and then Cheetos. Cheez-Its. So,
Chris, you get?
Chris,
I think we all need another. Just get.
Yes.
No more for me. I gotta
just grab a handful.
You live around the corner, dude. Just walk.
I mean, I can
get your car tomorrow.
It's hot outside.
So I'm gonna pop in here real quick.
Yeah,
my item, and I just got back from Italy.
Yes.
Which I put all over the internet.
Not jealous at all.
It was, you know what? I got the short straw. We actually drew straws. I got the short straw, and I had to go. It was a terrible burn.
Life's tough.
Yeah. Anyways, I was actually surprised. It was with Villiers. That's your finger. What are you talking about?
No, this.
There's a spider. It's fine. You got it.
So, yeah, I got a chance to go to Italy with the Villiers 2024. I think we had some podcasts we launched on here with some of the conversations I had. It was the funny cultural stuff was as soon as I was there, the people from the U.S., that were coming as well, all had their flight canceled out of the same airport.
David's trying to get me passed out.
So the first day, I was the American. And so there's all kinds of guys from UK, Eastern Europe, actually a bunch of folks from Japan, because it was English second language.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So pretty much all I did the first day was talk about guns.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Because that was their only question. Do you have a gun? How many guns do you have? Does everybody in Oklahoma have a gun or all U.S. have a gun?
I love that. At least you didn't get asked if we lived in teepees still.
No, I did not get
asked that. Bikes, so I don't have guns.
Yeah.
As a Texan, I usually get asked if I ride a horse everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. Are you living in teepees still?
Yeah, some people from the Northeast think we're still like Grapes of Wrath or something.
So I didn't get any of those questions. And if it was anyone from Italy, as soon as they found out, because... You know how there's different Latin-based languages, and people who are in those languages know the difference between Mexico, Spain, Italian. They can tell right away. For us, we're like, sounds kind of similar. So to them, English kind of sounds similar. So often they thought I was Dutch or German, speaking English. As like a, they didn't know. And I said, no, I'm American.
It's a beard.
It was probably that.
That kind of thing's fascinating.
But the first thing that they would always say is, like, oh, I want to go to America. So bad.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone in Italy that I talked to was like 6 or 7 different people that said like, "Oh, I'd love to go. Where are you at?" I'm like, "Well, I'm in the middle."
Aw, hey, yeah. Oklahoma's cool.
Oklahoma's super cool, but they always want to go to like New York, Los Angeles, Miami, Florida, like all these different places.
We're not. I work for the city of Oklahoma City, so I'm totally.
Hey, I didn't say Oklahoma's boring. I said all the places that Tony just named are boring.
I thought it was going to be in Texas.
Did you say New York and you said boring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so where is exciting?
I'm here right now.
Right now.
This is
I'm a border district, baby. So this is awesome.
Happy hour at the bike lab.
Happy hour at the bike lab. This is the place to be.
Let's